What's up, y'all? My name is Kai.
I'm William.
Welcome to my personal podcast. Today, we will be talking about the battle between Marvel and DC Universe. Many people have their own thoughts about what side is better. So, on this wonderful Thanksgiving night, you will hear our voices and our thoughts about this topic. The first question is, who is your favorite superhero and why?
I'm gonna go with the classic and say Batman.
Why Batman?
I like Batman because he doesn't have, like, he's one of the only people in the DC Universe who has no powers, and that makes any conflict he gets into really interesting. Because for him, you could see him fighting like a thug on the street, or you could see him like fighting a literal god, and either way, it's a tough battle for him because he doesn't have anything else to fight with but like his fist and his gadgets.
I mean, yeah, he is cool, but I don't know. He just have no powers to me. And so it's like, without his car, his, he don't have guns, but like, without his, what's the word I'm looking for?
His gadgetry?
Yeah, his gadgets, he's nothing. Like, the best thing is like, he knows how to fight. That's the best thing.
Yeah, he knows how to fight. But I don't like looking at heroes based on like what they can do. I like looking at their struggles. That's why I don't like heroes like Superman. Because with him, he doesn't struggle a lot.
I don't like Superman.
And even when he's fighting Superman, like even then, Kryptonite doesn't do all that much to him. So he has to find ways to take people like that down. He has to find ways to take down the Joker, who's always like one step ahead. Has to find ways to take down, say, Scarecrow, who's gonna use his own fears against him. Has to find ways to take down even his own friends like Cyborg, who has alien technology. So he has to find ways to take down all these different people, even though he is literally just a dude, and the best he has is like some gadgets. And he's fighting against people who have like mythical powers. That's why I like Batman, because he struggles more than anybody else.
I mean, so do, like, it's not just him, because like, so do who else? So do Deathstroke too.
Deathstroke is interesting as well. Also like him. Deathstroke has less powers than Batman does. Well, he has the same no powers, obviously. But he has less gadgets than Batman does. Deathstroke is cool in that he has a definitive plan to kill whoever it is he's going after.
He can be set after to kill
Beast Boy or Blue Beetle, Firestorm, whoever, and he has a plan to take them down. And it's always interesting to see how that plan goes through, because he's fighting people who you think you couldn't possibly kill, but he does it anyway. That's what makes him interesting.
I mean, yeah.
But as heroes go, I'd say, you know, Batman, because that's a villain.
I mean, I don't think he's better than Mons, because, you know, Mons is the best ever, which is Spider-Man. He's, in my eyes, he's the best hero ever.
I mean, he's the face of Marvel Comics, but one of
so
the faces
which,
of
so
Captain
which means
America, but
I don't really like Captain America.
Spider-Man is, I mean, Simon has the same thing. He's red, white, and blue, just like Captain America is. He just doesn't have America in his name.
But he's still better, because he actually have powers, bro. Like,
okay, what powers then?
He got webs, super speed, super strength. He could jump high, hop on walls.
Different. Don't you think that means that he has to struggle less? Like, he has less stuff to go through than Batman would?
Nah, cause you know how what movie was that? The Spider-Man, but not the first one. On this second one.
Yeah.
When he lost like his powers.
That was a great scene,
yeah. So you feel me? And still he still found ways to like fight.
But Batman's there like from day one. He's never had the powers in the first place. I mean, that was an amazing scene with Spider-Man losing his powers, because, you know, he fell from grace. But Batman's never had the powers. That's why he's always has some kind of like bad attitude, is because he's always the underdog. Spider-Man got lowered to that point. Batman's always been there.
Nah, I mean, you're right, but it's like, if they had a fight, You know who will win. It will be Spider-Man.
I mean, I don't think it would, because Batman knows martial arts and Spider-Man doesn't. But he's strong, but it's like he has no like formal training.
In a way, he like weaves.
I mean, yeah, sure, he can dodge, but Batman's like an expert grappler.
Nah, I mean, I don't think he.
Like, if Spider-Man threw a punch and Batman grabbed his arm, what? Where does Spider-Man go from there? Because once he Batman could, has you, there's
he,
nothing.
He could hop on him. He could still, bro. He have this like nah.
Yeah, he's really strong. Sure,
exactly. But like
Batman's
he's strong.
Bane. And Bane is like a dude who's like four times Spider-Man size and like
nah, yeah.
runs through walls.
I don't know. I'm still taking Spider-Man. But let's move on to the next
topic.
Next topic. So the next one is which side you think have the best heroes and the best villains?
I think DC by far has the best heroes, but I think Marvel has the best villains. Because in Marvel, all of their villains are closely tied to them, while in DC, the villains are like an outside threat that comes in, and they usually like represent some kind of like political force or change. But in Marvel, each one of the villains is personally related to the hero. Like Spider-Man and Venom, Spider-Man and Venom have a deep personal relationship because he knows the guy who's inside the suit, and he once wore the suit. Green Goblin is the father of one of his best friends. Let's see, another Spider-Man villain, Doc Ock. In some cases, he's a random scientist, but in many cases, he's usually like Spider-Man's teacher. So no matter what, his villains always reflect himself. Same thing with people like Thor. His, you know, arch nemesis is his own brother.
Yeah.
Captain America, his arch nemesis is the guy he's been fighting for over like 40 years. Actually, more than that. He's been fighting since like the Cold War.
And
Iron Man, War Machine.
And at one point, it was, he had a fight with his best friend too.
Oh yes, that's the New Goblin. But
you said the New Goblin.
Yeah, New Goblin. That's his best friend, Spider-Man.
No, I'm saying
Iron Man.
No,
Captain America.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're thinking about Bucky Mont. Yep, too. Better villains, but DC by far has better heroes because the heroes struggle a lot more.
Nah, you see, I think it's like reverse. I think Marvel has the best heroes.
Mm-hmm.
While DC, they have the best villains. Cause in my eyes, the heroes on Marvel is like top dog. It's like they're just like I don't know how to like hood it. It's like I don't know. They just like in my eyes.
Are you talking in the video?
Sorry for that. But yeah. I lost.
You were saying that Marvel has the best heroes and that DC
Marvel do has the best heroes.
Which isn't true. So you should have took that time to just revise your statement. But
I had a they're the best because you feel me? I think that their heroes is like way more powerful than the heroes on DC.
I mean, I can just answer that with Superman.
We have Thor. They have Thor.
Superman is way stronger than Thor. He gains energy from the sun, and Thor has a hammer that he can lose, and he's lost multiple times.
But he's a god.
Superman can't lose the sun.
But Thor, he's a god, though. Like, Thor's a god.
He gets beat up all the time by the Hulk. The Hulk's beating him up, and the Hulk isn't a god at all. And Superman has fought gods. He's fought like the devil. Like Trigon is like the devil of the DC universe, and Superman fought him. And in some cases, he won. So
Nah.
I mean, if Marvel has one Superman analogy, and that's, I don't know if you heard him, he's called the Sentry.
Nah.
And the Sentry is really cool, and I think he's a good take on, like a superhuman, like, gone insane because he's way too powerful, but I don't even know if you can count him as, like, a hero, because he's kind of like a villain in that universe. So I don't think he has, like, the same kind of... He doesn't have Superman's, like, heroic traits. He's way more villainous because he is partly insane. So I don't think, like, in terms of power, I think DC has heroes that are a lot more nuanced. They don't have the same kind of power. Like, the Hulk, I think, is kind of boring as powers go, because he's just, like,
really strong. Hulk is boring? Nah, you're crazy.
What is powers? Other than super strength, name one other
power. Hulk is the strongest person there is. Hulk is the strongest person there is, bro.
Other than that,
like, he could jump high.
That's all. That's leg strength. It's just strength with the Hulk. But when DC has a villain that's just really strong, like Bane, his power is strength, but he's also like a drug addict, and that's part of his personality. Well, Hulk is just like big and strong and angry.
All right, so that leads to my next topic. So let's just say it was a huge war between DC and Marvel. Mm-hmm. What side would win?
I mean, I'm not
and super now think, aware. Heroes with the villains too. On like, it's just a whole out war. What mm-hmm. side do you think who would win?
Now, I know DC's outer realm, like their really high cast of like superpowers, more than I know Marvel's. But I do know that DC has literally like Death incarnate as a character. Like, they have Death as a character and Life as a character. So I think that if you take that into account against Marvel having like really strong people, I feel like DC would probably win.
All right,
what did you say? Introduce yourself. Right.
Okay, so this is
DeRay.
Yeah.
My name is
DeRay
Campbell.
He came late, so.
All right.
So the question here is, if Marvel and DC had a clash, all the heroes versus all the villains, who do you think would win?
Marvel.
You say Marvel? I say DC.
I say so Marvel.
There's one here.
And I can tell you why it's Marvel. Because they have a character called the one above all, and he could both switch to DC Universe and the Marvel Universe.
That makes him in between. So he's not Marvel or DC.
Yes, he is. Because no, he's not mentioned in the DC comic books.
So you said that he can switch between Marvel
and
DC.
He's not mentioned in the DC comic books, though.
So how does he switch if he's not in the DC comic books?
That's his powers.
His powers is to not exist in the DC comic books? That's every Marvel hero. I think they all have that power.
No, one above all is the strongest being. It's the strongest comic character.
I mean, there's also characters in the DC universe which represent like life.
Well, what about without even including all those god characters? Still got Thanos and all of them.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Well,
exactly.
The DC universe has Superman. He has like name every Kryptonian. There's like six
Thanos
of them.
Will Valis.
There's no character being Worldbreaker Hulk. Yeah, you probably even know who that
sure.
is.
Oh, yeah, from Planet Hulk, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I know, Planet Hulk.
Bro, he killed the whole...
Worldbreaker Hulk killed himself. He locked himself away because he didn't want to fight.
But he killed the whole world. Like,
you know
he,
mean,
he
you,
killed
you,
that
you,
whole
you
world.
You know he made a whole crack in earth just by walking?
Just by walking, yes, I remember. And then the Sentry beat him up.
No, he didn't.
I mean, eventually the Sentry lost the fight because he's insane. But even then, like, someone who can blow up the world, like, can Hulk survive in the vacuum of space? If he blew up the world by walking, would he then still be alive? Because I know Superman can survive in space just fine, but I don't think the Hulk can breathe. So exactly. I feel like if you introduce him to
nobody
the fight,
being Ghost Rider either. Nobody's gonna beat Ghost Rider either.
I mean,
Ghost Rider isn't even the strongest hero like on his normal teams.
Nah, but
he's been beaten up many times. I mean, he works for the devil, but
exactly
that doesn't make him strong. He's strong.
Ghost Rider's strong.
I'm just being real with you.
But he's been beaten up.
Like, the strongest version of Thanos, I'm telling you, there's nobody being more strong.
There's nobody kind of, that depends if you include the Infinity Stones. There's, in which case,
that's not even the strongest power of Thanos.
I mean, okay, so full power Thanos. Why do you think that a character like Green Lantern or Cyborg or Raven would beat him?
The only person, let's be real, the only person that has a chance of doing something against Marvel is Trigon.
I mean, he is the one of the strongest people on the DC side, but why do you think, like, even Superman couldn't beat up Thanos? Like, why do you think that couldn't? Why not?
Because the strongest power of Thanos, his power is unlimited.
I mean, if you talk about him with Infinity Stone, but does that count as Thanos' powers?
I'm talking about strongest. Well, are you talking about their normal form?
Yeah, I mean, like, if we talk about their strongest powers, I mean, Green Lantern at one point commanded the power of death itself, so he's able to snap his fingers and make people die. So if we're talking about ultimate power,
the same thing. So what are you saying? Thanos did the same exact thing.
Okay, so he also commanded the power of life, so he's able to bring anybody back he wanted. So if we're talking about ultimate power, then he's way too strong now. Green Lantern basically beats everyone then, if we mean them at their strongest. So we have to take them at base form. So base form Thanos with no stones, he's just a big purple dude, will get beat up by Bane.
No, he won't. William, you think Bane will really...
Juggernaut's gonna kill Bane.
Why do you think Juggernaut would kill Bane?
Because he has better fighting skills than him. And he's also stronger than him.
I mean, Juggernaut can, like, run through anything.
Let's be real. Bane is not really strong. He's only strong because he injects himself with a certain type of venom.
I mean, yeah.
So he's not naturally strong.
I mean, yeah, but that would still be, like, his base form. Like, base form Bane still has venom. I mean, he's gotten stronger. Like, if we talk about venom, he's gotten stronger strains of it. We mean, like, base form when he's first introduced, he's still strong. And even if you put up someone like Gorilla Grodd, who is like a giant gorilla with psychic powers, I mean, there's Scarecrow, which, by the way, would also, Scarecrow would probably kill Juggernaut, because Juggernaut doesn't have, like, a gas mask.
There isn't really anybody beating Hulk.
No one's gonna beat Hulk. People beat Hulk in his own comics. Wolverine beat Hulk.
That just shows you, that's because that's in his universe. We're talking about in DC.
I mean, so if Wolverine, so
nobody can kill him. Deadpool can't die.
I mean, yeah, he can.
No, he can't.
Deadpool
can't. He has extreme regeneration, but he's been stopped on multiple occasions.
But then he comes.
But he is. That doesn't make him strong.
He could come back from a drop of blood. He could regenerate just from a drop of blood. You know that, right?
So why don't we put that drop of blood in a little jar, and we put that up on the shelf? So what happens then?
He could still come out, bro.
How would he come out? He's in a metal jar. How would he get out the metal jar?
Some way, somehow, bro. Deadpool will come back to life.
Okay, well, we'll just leave him on the moon, and we'll just keep having to fight somewhere else. How about that?
Captain Marvel.
I'm sure you got Captain Marvel, but you also have characters like, let's say, Blue Beetle. You have characters like Aquaman. You have characters like Firestorm, who, by the way, has the ability to create any metal in the known universe, any compound in the known universe. He literally touched somebody and turned them into a pillar of salt.
You Spawn. You have him.
Spawn? No one even knows Spawn. He had, like, one bad movie. And isn't he the same thing as Ghost Rider?
No.
He just works for the devil.
Yeah, but he's... But I think he's more like... He's like the stronger version.
So he's just Ghost Rider again, then. He's Ghost Rider and Venom. That's what Spawn is.
Basically.
He even looks like Venom.
Basically.
So you're bringing up the ripoff characters.
Alright, so...
So you
now,
know the characters are better.
So now that have come to... the last part of this podcast, I would like to thank my guests for letting me have them on my show, and Aline, this is Kai once again, and I'm out.